anger and bitterness and immorality begin to be lesser and lesser in your experience.
那么所有的你这些苦毒啊怨恨啊这些就慢慢慢慢的减少。
And emotions of confidence and joy and the feeling of God's presence get more and more in your life.
而你这个跟神的关系你那里面的喜乐平安呢就日渐的增加。
The good news is this is for everybody who has a vision to walk like this.
那么好消息就是呢，这是给每一位来愿意来跟神建立关系的人。
This isn't only for the famous Christians or the super saints.
这并不是只是给那些很伟大的这些超级圣徒。
The Holy Spirit really wants to have a friendship with you.
而圣灵他真的很希望跟我们建立情谊。
To where you really feel His presence.
就是让你能够来感受到他同在。
I don't mean that you will feel His presence all day, every day, no matter what.
但也不是说你就是每天随时你都一定能够感受到他。
There will be times where you don't feel His presence.
也许有的时候你的确你感受不到。
But the Lord is willing and desirous to make the rule of your life to experience the Holy Spirit on the inside.
但是神的他的希望就是你能够时常的能够在你里面能感受到圣灵。
Now in Galatians 5:16.
在加拉太书五章十六节
，Paul said, "You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh."
他说你不要放纵情欲的肉体。
He didn't say that you would never struggle with the flesh again.
他并没有说你从此你就不再去经历这个征战。
But he was saying that with the struggle there could be victory.
但他的意思是说，在这个征战当中你是可以得胜的。
In paragraph E,
一点。
In Galatians 5:17,
在加拉太书五章十七节
，Paul describes a violent war with the flesh inside of every believer.
那么他就描述了这个里面的这个战争是很激烈的，在我们里面。
This is an interesting terminology.
这是一个很有趣的一个讲法。
The flesh is warring like a general in an army.
就好像是一个将军他在打仗一样。
And the flesh has the power of demons.Behind the flesh,
好像就是这个肉体的背后呢，有这个仇敌的很大的一个权势。
But as I said earlier, the spirit is going to war on your behalf against the flesh.
但我说到那个圣灵呢，是为了我们在这个与这个仇敌在征战。
And the spirit is a mighty general with wisdom and power and with all kinds of strategies.
那么圣灵他是个大能的勇士，他有各种的策略。
And we need the benefit of this great general helping us in our battle against sin.
而我们需要这样的一个圣灵，他能够站在我们这边来跟我们打仗。
And to the degree that we communicate with the Holy Spirit, the benefit of His wisdom and power is given to us.
所以当我们与他有这样的一个很深的相交的时候呢，他的智慧、他能力呢，就可以帮助我们。
I am very excited about this subject.
所以我对这个主题我非常的兴奋。
Because it makes our life powerful on the inside.
所以他这个使我们的里面呢，有力量生出来。
Every believer can live with power on the inside. This is real, not just an idea that isn't realistic.
所以每一位信主的人都可以得到这个能力，这不是一个好像理想的事情而已。
Without this, the Christian life is very, very difficult.
如果你没有得到这样的能力的话，你很难过一个基督徒正常的生活。
Many believers have told me through the years.
那么过去很多年有人这样说。
I feel burnt out.
我觉得好像已经枯干了。
And I say, what do you mean burnt out?
你为什么就说枯干了呢？
And I know what they mean, but I'm asking them anyway.
虽然我知道他们的意思，但我还是要问他们。
And they're saying, well, I'm just all, I'm tired, and I don't have joy anymore.
他说我很累，我没有喜乐。
And I'm disappointed.
我很失望。
And what they have done,
那他们所做的呢？
is they've done the work of the ministry.
就他们去做了这个服事的工作
，without connecting with the Holy Spirit in a daily way on the inside，
却没有在每天的生活当中呢与圣灵有一个连结。
And if you don't connect with the Holy Spirit on a regular basis on the inside，
如果你里面没有跟圣灵有一直持续的连结
，you're the energy that you exert to try to live holy。
那么你想要去过一个圣洁生活，这样子所花的力气
，the energy that you exert to try to love people。
你花的力气呢，想要去努力爱人
，to try to overcome the disappointments in our own pride，
那或者是想要去胜过你里面自己这个失望或者是你的骄傲
，the energy we exert in ministering to the lost and to the church，
或者我们去服侍这些失丧的人或者在教会里所花的这些力气
，this will burn us out，
就会让我们呢真的是好像就是烧干。